He was the essential founder of the esoteric and arcane underground stream which flowed through the ages, stated Gardner. This table of knowledge was passed from Egypt and Mesopotamia to Greek and Roman masters such as Homer, Virgil, Pythagoras, Plato, and Ovid. In more recent times, it was passed through such secret societies as the Rosicrucians and the Knights Templar, and on to the Stuart Royal Society in England. In Jewish history, the Kabbalah, also spelled as K-A-B-B-A-L-A-H or Q-A-B-B-A-L-A-H, was supposed to contain hidden meanings. Such cleverly coded knowledge was thought to be found within the Torah and other old Hebraic texts, such as the Sefer Yetzirah, Book of Creation, and the Sefer HaZohar, Book of Light. These books, which predate the Talmud, a compilation of early Jewish laws and traditions first written in the 5th century AD, were produced centuries before the time of Jesus. According to the Book of Light, mysteries of wisdom were given to Adam by God while still in the fabled Garden of Eden, generally believed to have been located between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers. These elder secrets were then passed on through Adam's sons to Noah and on to Abraham long before the Hebrews existed as a distinct people. Much like our understanding of history and religion today, the information within the Kabbalah became both incomplete and garbled over the centuries through losses due to war and natural disasters, as well as misinterpretations and foreign influences. But it was this ancient wisdom taken from Egypt at the time of the Great Exodus that formed the core of the Kabbalistic knowledge handed down through the centuries via several secret societies, some of which remain active among us even today. But what of Solomon's treasure itself? What happened to the wealth, in both riches and knowledge, that found a resting place on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem with the construction of Solomon's Temple nearly 1,000 years before the birth of Jesus? Much of this treasure fell into the hands of the Romans when they sacked Jerusalem following the Jewish revolt of 66 AD. By the time of this looting, Solomon's Temple had been built over to become the palace of King Herod.